West Side Boogie came in with a new track titled I featuring Drum or Shelly FKA Drum. Don't know why he changed it that. 2 minutes and 45 seconds for production from Dartney Ellis and Kyle. One of them too. With that being said, I'm enjoying this. We got a West Coast vibe, West Coast flair going on in the production. We got the 808s. We got these chimes that whistle in through. And West Side Boogie just sounds exceptional, sounds fresh. It doesn't seem like his hiatus was too long. Now, since 2019's Everything's For Sale, he's given us freestyles. He's given us some Lucy's here and there. But we finally have a new single and hopefully an album coming sooner than later. Now, I'm loving the intro. West Side Boogie saying, I ain't trying to kick it with no bitch for the rest of the week. And then we get a random ass bitch coming in saying, hey, I like tricking on hoes that bring me more hoes that act right. We setting the tone right now. Chorus, it's pretty sweet, short, simple, straight to the point. Shit, I had to fall way before I got it right. And, you know, just in general, hey, sometimes you gotta fall, get back up. Usual shit going on into the verses. Pretty well done. Fuck, just lost a Brody in a dice game. Don't worry about it. Shit, it's life, man. Which it threw me off a bit. Just hearing the beginning of the track, I'm like, all right, this is gonna be a track about hoes. I could definitely get down to this. But then, of course, off the rip, talk about homie he lost in a dice game. I'm like, ah. All right, not expecting that. Threw me out the loop. Going on from where? From there, don't worry about it. Shit, it's life, man. And that's definitely circling back to the title of the track, I, and in general to the hook where, you know, sometimes you gotta fall, but you gotta just continue pushing. That's the way I see it. Going on from there, nigga, don't you leave. That's on God. Give me time, man. Got this little cheese that I'm gonna pick up from my side thing. Know that I've been big stepping, learning my lesson of the club, pressing, stepping with my weapon. That's a lot of stepping, man. Not the two-step like Ed Sheeran, a little baby, but definitely a lot of stepping for the pressure. Anyways, going on from there, West Side Boogie. This is a slapper. This is definitely a slapper. And I do want to mention that this is also feels a bit mellow. It isn't as upbeat or high-paced as I may make it sound to be, but it's pretty mellowed down. But West Side Boogie, as calm as he is sounding at times, it's able to sprinkle in a bit of more life. Nothing where it's like, all right, we're definitely going to bring in the energy to the max, but you could chill to it. Definitely something you could listen at night. And I could see this being played, whether you at a party, whether it's at a club. Definitely a banger with that shit. Going on from there into the post-hook that has drums. You know, he gave a pretty well vocal performance, melodic performance on here. These niggas say nothing. Niggas be bluffing. Niggas ain't tough. They just high as hell. Yeah, that's the truth right there, man. Listen, not just high as hell. Whether it's perked up, whether it's alcohol, I think we could all agree, even if you're not trying to be tough, whenever you're on a substance, whenever you're on whatever, you might feel a lot stronger than you think. Listen, when you're sober, you're like, hey, I ain't trying to pick a fight. Now, if you're off the Henny or some other shit, you might see 10 niggas and be like, I'll fuck every single one of them up. Clearly, you're not Mike Tyson. You're not that guy. But you feel like you could take them on. So I'm going to give bonus points to the hook right here with that. You know, they just high as hell going over there. And these bitches be fronting, never got money. No, you ain't fine. You just fine as you just high as hell. That's another truth right there. A lot of these bitches fine, but they broke. They're pretty shitty people and they just pretty high. And then you're probably pretty high. And then in general, you know, they'll probably go from like a 6 to a 10 just because you're probably high and fucked up and trying to take on 10 niggas. It's just setting up for one of the worst stories possible. And again, just doubling on the fact that these niggas ain't nothing. Going off from there, West Side Boogie's second verse. Shit, rob a nigga by my loan. You ain't really from the hood till you smoke, son. In my bitty, I'm that niggy. I was broke and still was picky. Let the bitches have the Fendi, rock Balenci's with the Dickies. Yes, Balenci with the Dickies, not all out designer. You know, sometimes we gotta give the credit to the Dickies. You know, great quality for longevity. They're not gonna break down too quick. You know, honestly, from my experience, some designer clothes, they're not up there with Dickie quality. I don't know, maybe could it be that I don't have enough experience with designer clothes? 100%. But hey, we're giving a shout out to Dickie. Did they pay him that back? I'm not sure. Maybe that's just his attire. Definitely going too long with this statement. But overall, I don't want to cover, I didn't cover the rest of the first, the second half of the first verse. Am I going to continue the second half of the second verse just because this is a track? It mainly speaks for itself. There's always, for this one, I don't need to finish these verses. Just, hey, this is a mellow track. It's pretty chill. The 808s are hitting just right. And the delivery given off here by Westside Boogie is definitely delightful. If I had to give this a food rating, what do y'all love eating? When, I don't know, you high as hell. I'm just going to go off the hook. When you're high as hell, there's got to be a food you love to eat. You know, at this point, I haven't eaten yet. So I like the idea of meatloaf. We're going to give this track a meatloaf with macaroni and cheese food rating. That's going to be it for this episode, and I'll catch you on the next one.